This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Talking and fighting. Ukraine and Russia are doing both this morning. Ukrainian forces are slowing down Russia's invasion, though the Russians are only about 20 miles from Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. That's according to one Western estimate. The AP's Sagar Magani.
It's been slow going amid determined resistance from Ukrainian troops, though they are badly outgunned. Allies say they are sending more weapons, including Stinger missiles from the U.S. and Germany. For the first time in its existence, the European Union will supply lethal aid. It's unclear, though, just how much the weapons will help Ukraine fend off Russia's far greater arsenal.
Ukraine and Russia are meeting today at Ukraine's border with Belarus. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Helicopters brought Ukraine's top diplomatic leaders to the border with Belarus for a meeting with a Russian contingent. Ukraine's president, not attending, said that he was calling on Russia to stop the fighting, which has killed more than 100 Ukrainians, including, he says, 16 young children. Lithuania's leaders say they want an investigation into alleged war crimes by Russia and Belarus. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In another possible escalation, neighboring Belarus could send troops to help Russia as soon as today. That's according to a senior American intelligence official. The U.S. has shut down its embassy in Belarus and is allowing non-essential staff at the U.S. embassy in Russia to leave that country. Switzerland has just announced it will join the European Union in sanctioning Russia. The International Olympic Committee is calling on sports organizations to exclude all Russian and Belarusian athletes and officials from international events. A new warning from the UN about climate change. It says the world will get sicker, hungrier, and more dangerous. This is AP News. Will former President Trump run again?
A straw poll at the Conservative Political Action Conference annual meeting has former President Trump as their favorite to be the Republican presidential nominee again.
We did it twice. And we'll do it again. We're going to be doing it again.
Former President Trump Saturday in Orlando indicating he will run for president in 2024. In his speech, Trump again falsely blamed his 2020 election loss on widespread voter fraud, for which there is no evidence. He also defended his recent praise of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Of course he's smart, but the real problem is that our leaders are dumb.
Trump expressed support for the Ukrainian people and praised President Vladimir Zelensky as a brave man. Trump earned 59% of the CPAC straw poll, followed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis with 28%. No one else had more than 2%. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.